portions of an investigation into the 2017 incident where an NAS would-be Navy pilot drew male genitalia with contrails have been released. You remember the Schmeckle in the Sky.
That was a touching song.
The Navy Times details the exchange between two lieutenants after they had completed a training flight near the Okanagan area. Now, you remember there was a mom living in Okanagan in the area there who she looked up into the sky and she saw the
giant genitalia.
And she took pictures of it, and then she called a television station to complain about what she saw in the sky. She said, I don't have to explain this to my kids. And so that's how the story got loose. That's how
and they track it all the way back to Whidbey.
And so you can go to the Navy Times website and you can read most of the transcripts. Some stuff has been redacted. But here, just a little bit of it in the Navy Times story says, the day's flight was to be a standard 90 minutes of training over the skies of North Central Washington. Their partner jet soon flew to another section of their training area, and the lieutenants got an idea. The electronic warfare officer broached it first, according to the investigation. Quote, my initial reaction was, no, bad, the pilot wrote in a statement after the incident. But for some reason, still unknown to me, I eventually decided to do it.
Draw a giant penis, the EWO said. Yeah.
Their Sky Schmeckle plan of attack was captured on their cockpit video recording system. Yeah, the electronic warfare officer said, draw a giant penis, that would be awesome. The pilot joked, what did you do on your flight? Oh, we turned dinosaurs into sky penises. The electronic warfare officer said, you should totally try to draw a penis. Quote, I could definitely draw one, that would be easy, the pilot boasted. I could basically draw a figure eight and then turn around and come back. I'm going to go down, grab some speed, and hopefully get out of the contrail layers so they're not connected to each other.
And the figure eight is the set, and then he's talking about doing the big arc.
The pilot said, dude, that would be so funny. Airliners coming back on their way into Seattle, just this big bleeping giant Schmeckle, we could almost draw a vein in the middle of it too. Yeah. And then they go on and on and on with their
talking about lopsidedness and thickness and different things. Yeah. Oh, you remember the Schmeckle in the Sky? That was a great song.
When I fly to impress. That's why I drew the shape of a man undressed. When I take my plane up to fly, I like to draw a big schmeckle in the sky. Gonna draw a big schmeckle in the sky. 'Cause I'm a pilot and a horny guy. I should have drawn a woman with big breasts, but I got my pilot's license repossessed. I got my license repossessed.
Oh, bummer.
Now, we don't know what happened. We actually don't know what the punishment was.
Really? Did he not get his license repossessed?
I don't know. I don't think the story is really clear as to what kind of punishment they got for that. Your National Weather Service forecast. Showers today. But that should be part of the air shows from now on. Every air show.
Oh, yeah.
They should have to, draw something for us up there.
Right out over Seafair, over the Stansairs pits.
Yeah, and then the crowd can judge who did. So you have a couple different pilots drawing things
competing,
in the sky.
Yeah,
competing schmeckles, whatever they might be.
Get Pat O'Day back out there.
Yeah, and then the sky.
It appears that the Blue Angels now coming over I-90 are going in an upward motion, only to come back down a couple feet across, perfectly parallel, and then to form a. It looks like a figure eight at the bottom.
Pat, have you been on the sauce again? Your National Weather Service forecast. Showers today, a high of 61. Cloudy tomorrow, and a high of 67. 51 Linwood, 48 Squim, 52 in Bellingham, 738 Sports.
The Pay and Pack and the Circus are deck to deck.
Hope Pat's doing well somewhere. We love him.